This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
While you're taking a break from sports, KSON is putting you on the road to Stagecoach 8 times every weekday, thanks to your San Diego County Toyota dealers and Cox Communications. Ready for 3 days of live country music in the desert? Sign up now at KSON.com.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah!
Hour number three, Ben and Woods. We're live at Padres spring training, Peoria, Arizona. Just chatted with the general manager, A.J. Preller. And you laughed because we talked to him, you know, a few days ago on the phone before we left. Talking to a guy in person is different. And that was actually, I think, one of the most enjoyable conversations I've ever had with A.J. Even off the air afterwards, he said he wanted to see my handshake.
Yeah, with
Tatis. Go back and look at it with Tatis. So he's paying attention to what we're doing here on Ben and Woods.
Well, and the funny thing is, man, you and I have been together for a couple of years almost, coming up on our two-year anniversary of Ben and Woods, and we've talked to A.J. Preller a ton of times. I'd never met him. That was the first time I ever got to meet him, ever. Super nice guy. Really cool to meet him in person. Nice dude.
Didn't try to trade you. Didn't try to play pickup basketball against you.
I meant to ask him about his foot because he was in a boot.
Yeah, he looks like he's getting better. He's walking around. He's not in the cart anymore. He's back on 2 feet. I assume he's still off the hoops courts for a little while. But
I wonder. I often wonder about that gig, Ben, the life of a general manager in baseball. And while it probably seems so fun to all of us, it's got to be one of the hardest, gut wrenching, nerve wracking, sleepless night gigs in the world.
Here's why I would never want the job.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind doing the work and, you know, doing the texting and planning the roster. I'm a good, you know, when I think long term.
Me too.
I can do that.
I do it on Sundays.
It's the final decision.
That's it. It's pulling the trigger, man.
Pulling the trigger,
yes.
And knowing, hey, once I do this, once I trade this
no
guy,
take backs.
I can't get it back. It's all over. That would be the hardest part for me. And plus, you get to know these guys. You get
That's
to like
the thing,
them.
Yeah.
It's like, I drafted this guy. I loved him coming up in the minor leagues. But there's just a limit on your roster size, your space, your needs might not match up right now.
Honestly, man.
To send a guy away, like we were talking about, Gabriel Arias, you know, terrific prospect.
Where do you play him?
But where do you play him? And it's like, we drafted this. We signed him internationally. We've watched him come up and develop and put all this work in to become a Padre and be a better player. And one day I might have to decide, you know what, we don't have room for you. We have to use you to address a different need somewhere else. That's got to be a tough part of the job.
Yeah, for me, Ben, it would be like he's talking about with Tommy Pham. You know, like, all right, I traded for this guy, and now he's got a, you know, he had an elbow, and that's fine. He was working on it. Now he's got a little oblique. The injury thing for me would be the hardest part. I mean, it really would be. You'd be a nervous wreck. You know, I wouldn't really worry about him getting in trouble and doing dumb stuff. It would be more about, you know, their health. Can they play? You know, do they want to be here? What's their mental makeup? All of those things, man, that you forget about what goes into that job. And then, by the way, you got to know what's going on in your single A rookie ball affiliate? You know, like, that's his job to know that. If he doesn't know that, he's not doing his job.
Yeah, you're the CEO of a baseball organization, basically.
Yeah, 100%.
From the top on down. So, all right, coming up here, it was 24 hours ago. We were talking to Jesse Agler and all nervous about our booth takeover, getting ready for it. We planned our double secret incorporator. So we're going to pay that off and see if Woods was able to figure out the words Jesse and I traded yesterday on the show to sneak into the broadcast. Before we do that, though, we missed Real or Fake because we were talking to AJ. We'll get to that probably at 7:50. So stay tuned if you love playing Real or Fake. We will have that opportunity. But I wanted to make it up to any listeners who are trying to win a prize. We've got Brad Paisley tickets to give away again today. If you would like to win tickets to see Brad Paisley, looking for the fifth caller right now, give us a call, 833-288-0973. Going to give you a pair of tickets, Brad Paisley at the North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on Sunday, May 17th. The Brad Paisley Show is part of KSON's country mega ticket of 8 shows, includes Jason Aldean, Luke Bryant, Rascal Flatts, Tim McGraw, and more. Now available at Ticketmaster.com. Starting this week, you can purchase individual tickets to see Brad Paisley by going online to Ticketmaster.com. So that's now, and then we'll have our Real or Fake prize later this hour when we get to that ball.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Incorporator. Double secret incorporator yesterday, Woods.
Yes, sir.
We had you leave the room. Jesse was in here with us, and we gave each other a word to incorporate into the broadcast.
To weave seamlessly into a broadcast. Had to have been more nerve-wracking for you, Ben, because we don't do this every
day. I had never done it before. I'd never even tried it. Jesse is so good at it. I mean, he showed off his mastery of the incorporator last season. Every Tuesday, he would take the wackiest words that we could throw at him and find a way to get him into the Padres broadcast.
I don't want to inflate his ego or take his pants off any more than I already have, but I'll say it again. He is one of the best orators I have ever sat next to in my life. Watching that dude work, it's astounding.
Now, I'm pretty sure you caught on to my incorporator word. What is your guess as to the word that Jesse gave me to get into the broadcast?
I'm going to guess it was Emperor Penguin.
All right, let's go back to the audio. Yesterday, first inning of my play-by-play, fourth inning on the microphone. Did Woods get it right on the incorporator?
Emphatic no swing from Wayne Kirby. He has got to be the most gregarious coach that I have ever seen out there. I mean, he's constantly talking, chirping, walking around. Kind of has this gait about him. He waddles a little bit like a king emperor penguin. He's just so fun to watch out there coaching on the field.
Penguin was the word. I threw an emperor because I would, you know, he's a big guy and those are the big penguins.
Yeah.
But I had thought right away Penguin, and I thought of Wayne Kirby, who we're hoping to have join us later on the show today.
I hope we get Wayne Kirby on this program.
He is he's constantly talking. He's just this, like, larger-than-life personality here, new addition to the Padres clubhouse.
Yeah.
And you can't ignore him. Even when he's standing at first base, you could forget about a first base coach for an entire season and go, hey, who was the Padres first base coach? You will not forget Wayne Kirby is there all season long, I promise.
Yeah, 100%.
You. So you got that one, Penguin.
Yes.
Nailed it. I was not surreptitious enough.
That was good. I mean, it was good.
You know, the other option, and someone actually on Twitter, we were talking about the Cubs and their park over in Mesa. Could have said, oh, you know, all the legends that passed through there, like Ron Santo.
Ron Say, the Penguin.
And I could have done that as well.
That was good.
But I didn't do that. So how about Jesse Agler, though? He's so good at it.
Yeah.
Did you have any thought? Did it ever occur to you?
I had one guess.
There was a word that was out of place.
I had one guess for Jesse Agler.
What's your guess?
My guess is aplomb.
Aplomb. Did use that word.
A-P-L-O-M-B. Aplomb. With great aplomb.
Yes. That would have been too easy for Jesse.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, everyone, hey. Any positive action on the field could have been met with great aplomb.
Correct. Is it aplomb or aplomb?
Aplomb.
Aplomb. All right.
What Ben's telling you is you're wrong.
Okay, yeah, I am wrong. Oh, my
there
Lord.
There goes.
Paulie and the laptop.
Fifth time he's tried to drop that, it is. Finally went down.
It finally went down.
No, actually, Jesse got into his incorporator word pretty early.
Well, so that would explain yesterday. Why I missed it, because I fully blacked out for the first 90 minutes.
You were still, your head was still spinning. You remember a conversation Jesse brought up about the new brown uniforms.
Yes.
And how players were having trouble
with the cleats,
with the shoes
yes.
matching their jerseys. Let's go back to Jesse Agler working in his incorporator word.
Mentioned it's the first time we get to see the new brown uniforms with the white pants. As I look out at the field, guys, I see a lot of white shoes. I see some gold shoes. You still see some guys with black shoes. And I did a little digging on this. Apparently, it has been somewhat difficult for some of these guys to be able to come up with the brown footwear because it's a new shade of brown. So you got to get new shoes, new laces, new aglets, the whole nine yards to try and really get the look right. So I think a lot of guys are kind of waiting to make sure that they're going to be able to have the right brown and the right gold to go with the shoes.
Well, gee. Aglet.
Aglet. I gave Jesse Agler aglet, which is the little nub, plastic nub at the end of a shoelace. You have one right there.
Oh.
That's your aglet.
That's an aglet.
That's an aglet on a shoelace.
I thought the aglet was the hole that it went in.
No, it's this little plastic thing that ties crams the shoelace.
So you can get it through the hole.
You can get it through the holes. It's the aglet. And Jesse talked about footwear and gave us a new aglet.
Right over my head.
Yeah.
Wouldn't even.
I saw. I looked at you. I looked at you and I said, Woods didn't even notice that one.
Now you know how Ted feels every week.
Dude, he is so flipping smooth.
Me, mine was like a bulldozer crashing through the incorporator.
It was great. It was great, though. I mean, I couldn't, if somebody had given me a word, I couldn't have worked it. It would have been one of those where I've been like, concrete, because I would not have been able to work it in.
Line drive to center field. Penguin!
Penguin, yeah. Yeah, that's how mine would have been.
It was almost that casual on my incorporator.
No, it was that was fun. I love the incorporator. It's gotten so easy for me. It doesn't matter, though. Like, I still find great joy in it every week, and I'm excited to do it again this season with Jesse.
I love when he's like starting to set something
up.
Yes, like, is this it? And then it's not.
And then it's not.
And you're like, that son of a gun.
Yeah, he is.
So,
he's
do fantastic. We have time for one more here? I want to get to cut number 14 here back there, Brian, in a second. The time during the game, you know, things were starting to drag on, and by the end of the game, we started to do things that probably were going to get us in trouble with our employer. At 97.3. Mm. This was...
what do you mean, we?
This was we. I don't know. This was one of the Oakland A's players had a name that just kind of fit in to a little joke that Woods was running, and I didn't stop him. So here's a little more play-by-play from yesterday.
That line drive just lifted over the glove of Kiros. You could say it was the rise of the machine.
Ben, it's nice to see the machine back on 97.3.
That's what I was waiting for.
As well. It's a fun experiment, much like this one.
Yeah, the A's had a player. His name was Machine.
I didn't hear from our boss after that at all. So fully expecting this to be my last show, possibly.
That could have been the first entry in Don't Do This for this morning.
I think that's a Do This All Day.
Is it a Do This All Day?
Not my problem.
Well, we've got a few more flubs. Maybe we'll get to them at the end of the show where flubs belong. On Ben and Woods. But we do have Don't Do This coming up next. Three stories that make you shake your head. Woods, you have anything for us here?
I do. The torches and pitchforks are out for a Cleveland radio host.
And the torches may be put away for the Olympics. We'll get to that coming up.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Why?
With Ben and Woods.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
That is outrageous.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't Do This, brought to you by Scripps MD Anderson Cancer Center, making cancer history in San Diego. Before we get to our three head-shaking stories, Woods, a reminder to everybody, coming up later this hour, or, you know, in an hour, depending on how I feel, we will give away our biggest fan prize of the day. If you hear your name, you'll have 10 minutes to call us back, be entered into our grand prize drawing. Going to give away two trips this month to see Shania Twain at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino, two-night stay, and dinner at Cafe Hollywood. If our biggest fan doesn't call in, we'll throw it back out for the rest of the listeners in our 8 o'clock hour. It's our biggest fan contest. You register at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Woodsy, why don't you get us started here?
I will get us started, Benny. It's always it's the perils of the world that we work in here. Live radio sometimes can get you in trouble, especially when you don't turn the microphones off. The hot mic is like the greatest fear broadcasters, mostly broadcasters like myself, you really wouldn't have too much to worry about. But Tony Grossi is a radio host in Cleveland, Ben, and got caught on a hot mic using a derogatory term towards Cleveland Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield. So essentially it was like this. They were talking about quarterbacks that the Browns have passed on, right? He thinks the mics are off. He says, Burrow, Wentz, Watson, keep it going, Mahomes. And who do we got? An effing, and he says the word midget. An effing midget.
After that's not very nice.
That's not very nice at all. And after the audio spread on social media, they did. ESPN Cleveland has said that they will suspend him. He has apologized on Twitter. Little People of America, a dwarfism support organization, has called for the slur to be abolished. They are after this guy now. I honestly
think we have the audio.
Oh, do we have the audio?
The hot mic.
Oh, come on. Let's go.
Wentz, Watson, keep it going.
Mahomes.
And now Burrow.
And who do we got? Mitchell.
Oh. Here's the ironic part about this. He himself, Tony Gross, was like 5'6". Right? Just, I mean, like Baker Mayfield, 6'1", not the tallest quarterback in the world, Tony Grosso. But Tony and Baker have had a little bit of a frosty relationship since Baker got to Cleveland. And but, yeah, he's in for it, man. And his producer, there's video of it, too, and you see his producer, the shock in his face when he realizes he forgot to turn off the microphone.
I remember a time not that long ago that Cleveland was in love with Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, it's changed.
He was going to be the quarterback that finally turned around the fortunes of the franchise.
Yeah.
Didn't quite have the season they were expecting.
No, they didn't.
See if that turns around next year.
Our man Andy Baskin in Cleveland would never.
Do such a thing. Never. Say such a thing. All right, so I don't know who gets the don't do this here, but it's something that we have to keep an eye on, Woods, in the world of sports. Right now in this country, we seem to be okay, but the coronavirus is starting to play havoc around the world. First of all, soccer in Italy, all of a sudden they're going to play matches from their top league, including Juventus against Inter Milan, with no fans in the stands because they don't want people congregating and possibly passing along the coronavirus. They've had an outbreak in northern Italy where they play those matches, so no more fans in the stands. But what is possibly really concerning is they are talking about maybe scrapping this year's Summer Olympic Games in Tokyo, Japan, about 1,000 miles from Wuhan, China, and certainly bringing together people from around the world on airplanes in one city and then sending them back to their place of origin is pretty much how every scary outbreak movie has ever started.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's. Yeah. I'm terrified of this thing. Is it? It's not deadly, is it?
It is deadly.
It is deadly.
I mean, it's not.
Not 100%.
It's not. It's like the flu. I mean, if you were already old or young or sick in some way, then it can be deadly. But generally, if you're in good health, it's just like a bad flu, I think. But that's still scary. I mean, the flu kills a lot of people every year. And this thing is just seems to be infecting and starting to move around. It's not just China now. It's making its way around the world. They say at some point, you know, we're going to get affected here in the United States as well. We have a couple of the quarantine cases of people who have come back, but they say there's no way to totally contain something like this. So it could be bad news in the world of sports, at least for the time being. Can you imagine if you were
logistical nightmare.
Well, if you're an Olympic athlete, you only get one chance every 4 years, really, to prove yourself. I'm sure there's competitions in some of these sports between Olympics, but the one that everyone cares about happens every 4 years, and if you lose your opportunity because of a virus, or as you know, Americans did when they boycotted the games in the Soviet Union, can you imagine that you work that hard and then, yeah, we're just canceling your competition that you've basically worked your entire life toward is now not going to happen. So
that sounds terrible.
That does sound awful. All right, that is Don't Do This for a Wednesday morning, Woods. A quick update here on the NFL labor negotiations. You see last night, the players' reps, on a very close vote, decided to send the owner's proposal to the players' union for a final vote. Now, they did get a couple of changes made, including that one where they were going to cap the game check for the 17th
game. The final game, yeah.
The one that the star players especially were opposed to because it was going to mean they were going to play for a discount
right.
for that 17th game.
Ridiculous.
And it's like, there's no way we're going to support this proposal.
if you're going to ask us to play for less than what our other 16 game checks are going to be. So the owners took that, probably was always the plan, would be my guess, took that concession, gave it to the players.
Yep. Smart.
By a 17-14 vote, after a four-hour meeting with owners, the players' reps for each team decided to send the full CBA onto the players' union. So if they get a full majority vote now, and it probably won't happen right away. They have to go through a lot of steps before the vote actually happens. But in the next few weeks, if the players pass it, they will have a new CBA, 10 years of labor peace in the NFL, and it will eventually lead to a 17-game season,
yep,
expanded playoffs. All of these things that were included in the owner's proposal seem to be included in the final proposal. So we could have a real sea change in the NFL, some major, major updates to how things have been operating for quite some time. And we had a 16-game season.
Forever.
Since the 70s,
yeah,
I think,
man,
since
forever.
They went from 14 to 16?
You know, Jesse Agler made a good point yesterday as we were talking about in our takeover. We were talking about some changes being proposed for baseball, too. Yeah, we'll pitch a fit about it, and then it will just become the norm. We'll never even think about it again, right? Getting rid of that one-game playoff, going to the three-game playoff in the first round with the home team getting all the games. Great. It'll be weird for when it happens, and then it'll be over, and then that will become the norm. And that's the thing. We like to get up in arms about stuff really quickly, and then we just get used to it.
I have no problem with the NFL proposal.
Yeah, we're not players.
Adding
like
playoff
game. Why would we? I mean, and we want more playoffs. We like the playoffs. It's more fun to watch. Sure, you run that risk, and like Jesse said, sometimes you see that 8-8 team get in. And then what happens? They get out, and you don't. It doesn't ruin your day.
Or they win a game.
Or they win
it's
a game.
Like, oh, this is kind of a cool story. It's a
yeah.
I mean, the Chargers did it. They were 8-8. They upset the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah. I mean, you move on. You move on with your life. You know.
And, yeah. And,
like I said yesterday too. Baseball always the most reticent, I think, to change of all of the major sports. They're very set in their ways, and once the new changes do come, we'll deal with it. We'll live with it. It'll be okay. It's more playoffs. It's better.
Wild card teams win the World Series.
They just did.
Did it last year.
And
do we feel like the Washington Nationals didn't deserve to be there?
Not one bit. One
of
bit.
Of course they did.
They were incredible.
They had a phenomenal team.
Yep.
They deserved a chance to be in the playoffs, and then when their October opportunity arose, they ran with it.
Yep.
It's fine.
There's no doubt about
it. It's not as bad as people seem to worry it's going to be.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs are very long. I mean, they're like seasons in and of themselves when you have eight teams and you have 70-game series every single round. But you also get good, intense basketball games. You get players trying 48 minutes right to the end.
Yep.
It's like a mini NCAA tournament, which is what makes the NCAA tournament such a great thing. No one gets mad when a 12 seed advances to the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight. It's celebrated. Like, wow, this is what college basketball is all about.
Yep.
But God forbid an 84-win baseball team should go on a miracle run in October, or an 8-8 or 9-7 football team gets to the Super Bowl.
It's like the end of the world, right? And now that we have bless you. Now that we have a hockey team to root for, our beloved Columbus Blue Jackets, and hopefully they make the playoffs, the hockey playoffs will be fun this year.
Dinner the other night, we sat down to the bar next to a guy in a CBJ sweatshirt. It's taking over the nation.
You rarely see it, but I'm happy. How are they doing, by the way?
Well, I think they're still in playoff position.
Good.
In the Eastern Conference.
Let's go Blue Jackets.
All right, there's your Blue Jackets update for the day.
For the week.
We're down to our final couple of hours here at spring training, so I want to really gel our thoughts of what our experience has been, what we've seen out there when we come back, and then we'll play a little real or fake since we put it off from our last hour when A.J. Preller was with us. So that is all coming up next. It's Ben and Woods right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Ben, are we back? We're back! Hi, everybody. We're back. Ben and Woods here.
Did we just have a hot mic situation?
Number one sports station, where we're talking about Puddle of Mud.
Yeah, I didn't curse, though, so that's good.
Good. Let's see. I've got to read this. Here we go. This hour of Ben and Woods, sponsored by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire. All right, we're going to talk a little bit of our final thoughts here from spring training. We're not done yet, but just kind of wrapping it all up here. After a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan, here's Kelly Danick.
It looks like they got that stalled box truck out of the way westbound King Freeway right before the 5, so speed's picking up there. Any reports of a stalled car now on the Main Street off-ramp northbound 805. Keep in mind, high wind advisory out in our East County along the 8 between Alpine and Imperial County have had several overturned semis. Yeah, high-profile vehicles are not recommended through that stretch. I'm Kelly Danick with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Chris Paddock seemed like a nice man.
Yes.
We talked to him yesterday. He was sitting in his chair right next to us in our room here off the back patio. Very measured in his thoughts. Very normal seeming, right?
Yeah.
Don't ever forget, he's a crazy man. He came dressed to spring training today in his full game day getup of cowboy hat, dark suit as he walked by. That's nuts.
I like it, though.
It's spring training.
Yeah, but, you know, it's also a start. You know, you're starting a big league game.
Practice the way you play.
Practice like you play. And staying in that routine, fantastic. Couldn't love it more. You think Tiger Woods doesn't do the same thing for no matter what tournament it is, whether it's
so
a major.
So on Sunday, even if he's not playing in a tournament, he's got a red shirt on.
No.
It's Sunday.
No, but if he's going to play, even if he's going to duff it around with his buddies, not that he's ever duffed it around, I'm sure he still takes it seriously.
But everyone else shows up just already in their kind of, you know, workout gear and sweats and
it's
stuff.
It's game day for him, though. He's pitching. It's game day.
It's game day for a lot of guys.
Yeah, but that's his routine.
It's game day for Fernando Tatis Jr. and Will Myers and Franchi Cordero.
Yeah, and I bet you they're sticking to the routine that they use as well. I mean, when he starts, that's his bit, and he's sticking to his bit. And I love a guy that sticks to a good bit, and that's a good one.
Sticking with it.
Stick with the bit.
So Chris Paddock will pitch today
against
the Cleveland Indians. Garrett Richards will pitch on a backfield, and the competition will officially be on to be the opening day starter. No one's really denied that it's now a two-man race.
Right.
A.J. Preller told us last hour he'd be sitting down with Jace Tingler and Larry Rothschild, and they'd have discussions about who they want to see take that ball. Do you have an early favorite, an early guy that you'd like to see?
Yeah, I want Chris Paddock.
You want Paddock to
be
the guy.
Yeah, Chris Paddock represents kind of the future of this team, and you know, not that Garrett Richards isn't a part of this team, but Chris Paddock is the future, and I think giving him a start goes a long way.
Can a guy earn it? Like, did he earn it last year? I'd say hell yeah, he did.
Yeah, I think he's earning it right now. We'll see how he does today. But
I don't disagree, but I have no doubt Chris Paddock is going to be ready to go and will be a deserving candidate to start on opening day. If Garrett Richards looks so good that they feel like they have to give it to him, that's actually a better sign for the Padres this year.
Yeah, it is.
Because there's more question marks with Garrett Richards coming back from his injury than I think there is from Chris Paddock, who had a really solid rookie season, and everyone expects him just to continue to build on that this year.
It's a I don't know what the word I'm looking for here, Benny, but it is it's symbolic, I think. Chris Paddock, again, future of this ball club. Love him being that horse, that number one guy. That's what he wants to be, and I think if he earns it and pitches well, why wouldn't you give it to him?
Speaking of pitching, in yesterday's game that we called, we saw a couple of the Padres regulars, mostly guys who weren't going to make the roster, but Joey Lucchese started, went two innings. His first inning was a little rough.
Yeah, he couldn't find it. Couldn't find it.
Just looked uncomfortable.
He did.
And then
he
the
did.
Second inning, he was sharp. I think it took him 10 pitches, went 1-2-3, ended up giving one run in his two innings, and ultimately, for a first spring outing, that's fine.
Yeah, one run on a pass ball. It was fine. It's no big deal. It's spring. So got some work in. But, again, I like the bounce back. I did like yesterday watching that game. Padres would fall behind. They would tie it up. They'd fall behind. They'd tie it up. And then, you know, talk about a team grinding it out. Every time they it seemed like they scored runs, they did it with two outs. And that is, I mean, that's so frustrating for if you're an opposing team. You're like, geez, one more away. We just let three or four runs score. Padres cruise to victory after that, but they There's a grind. They're grinding it out so far in spring training.
Guys who stood out yesterday to me, Matt Strom.
Yeah, oh
was the
God.
Second pitcher out of the pen.
He was out there for a blink of an eye. Just
yeah,
shoving.
He just he got through his inning so quickly. I thought maybe we'd see another one, but you know he's getting ready to work out of the pen. Goes to show you the guys who get here really early, like Strom. He was here a month ago. He looks a little more ready to go than some of the other guys.
He was locked in. Esteban Quiroz, Pony as they call him. Hit a hard seed, knocked in a run, had another really good AB. He's a fun little player to watch, too. Gabriel Arias playing short, handling balls to his right, to his left. Cannon for an arm. Hudson Potts, I thought, put together a pretty good AB. Again, these are names we've heard for a long time.
And then can we give a big shout-out? I believe it was Edward Olivares in right field.
He was my player of the day because two men on.
9-6 game, nine, top six, of the ninth inning,
yep.
Two outs, two on.
And Austin Allen comes up again, and he was swinging a hot bat, hit a homer earlier. He hits one into right field. If it falls, two runs scores, and he's either on first or second, tying run. But Olivares makes this stunning, spectacular catch, laying out for it, ending the game and therefore ending our misery of being the play-by-play and color guy.
And we all get to go home.
And we got to go home after 3.5 hours.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was still a fun experience.
Still a very fun experience. I would like another crack at it, I've decided, because I was so bad yesterday. Now that I know what to expect, I think I will be much better.
Well, that's true with just about anything.
Sure.
Not like the first time we did a show. It was perfect, like
wonder,
it is now.
I wonder
like
what
every show is perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Every single day on Ben and Woods.
I wonder what our first
it didn't
show
used to be that way.
Sounds like. Do you have it?
I'll probably say it sounds a little bit better.
I don't think I have our first show.
Yeah, Ben probably liked our first show more than he likes it now because I wasn't comfortable.
No.
And Ben just got to talk the whole time.
I just probably talked sports.
Just orated the whole
the
time.
The entire time.
Aztecs and 3 week out, Masters preview.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I was just terrified. Terrified. Not anymore. Now I'm feeling very comfortable.
Woodsy, what are your thoughts on the French Open coming up in tennis?
Oh, I thought that was a golf tournament. None whatsoever. Federer.
No, he's out. I think he's injured. Sorry.
Nadal.
There you go. Good call.
He does well at the French, right?
Yes, on clay. Yes, very good. Roland Garros.
I don't mind watching
You've
tennis.
Been there, haven't you? Paris.
I've been to Paris.
You didn't see Roland Garros?
So a lot of people wearing. I think we were there during something going on.
We're still a couple of months away. It's a little early.
Yeah.
It's a little early for Ben and Woods to talk.
That would make sense, yeah.
French Open tennis. A little early for us.
We're never going to talk French Open tennis.
Oh, yeah.
FYI.
It's very early then for us to be talking French Open tennis.
This is the most we've ever talked French Open tennis.
Other takeaways from camp on my end, Ben. I've said it all week. I love the energy in camp. I really like Jay Stengler a lot. Loved sitting down and talking to him and watching him. He really has a presence about him for a new manager. He really does. I mean, he is right there in it and really likes to be out there with the guys. Again, have no idea how that's going to translate to winning ball games at the big league level. None whatsoever. But I know that the guy seems to be a really smart baseball guy, and runs a really fun, energetic practice. Paul and I almost got hit in the nuts yesterday twice when they were in pickles and stuff. Balls were shooting through, literally, like, came right between
That's
us.
Not supposed to happen.
It's not supposed to happen, but
Tati threw them. That was coming hot.
Tatis threw them. I would have worn one in the nuts from Tatis, though, and worn it as a symbol of pride.
You know, when it comes to Jay Stengler, I've come to look for the manager. Kind of look off to the side, like, where's the manager watching what's going on? With Jay Stengler, he'll be the guy in the middle. He's the coach running the drills, at least in spring training. He's the one hitting the balls, calling out the situation. The Padres did a lot of
so fun
situational work yesterday, and Jay Stengler would call out, all right, second and third, one out, you know, and maybe the runners would be on the move, and you'd have a pickoff attempt, or first and third, one out. The guy first takes off, he goes, they throw down a second, the guy third tries to score, create the quick throw back home. Double play situations, it's basically that repetition, so it's instinctual as a fielder. You know the situation. You know what you're supposed to do based on where the ball is hit, based on what the runners are doing. This should all be second nature for major leaguers. But, hey, we've seen many times guys have boneheaded moments. And the more you practice, the less likely it is you're going to make a mistake in one of those situations.
Yeah, I've been really impressed with this camp so far. And, again, it's going to, you know, in 3-4 weeks, are they still going to have that energy? Are they still going to be smiles and laughing and you know, playing grab ass out there? Probably not. Probably going to be a little tired, a little worn down, but – it's about finding that balance, and so far, I've really been impressed with him.
What has been what did you guys take away from Luis Patino's bullpen yesterday? Was it different to see him in person? It was the first time I'd seen him throw in person.
Yeah, you know,
we've heard his name. It comes up in every single trade rumor that ever pops up. Has anything changed for you guys?
Yeah,
now?
You get those videos where you see those videos taken by somebody's, you know, grainy cell phone. And, oh, here's Patino, strike one or whatever. And then you stand. I was probably, I'd say, 12 feet from the catcher that was catching Patino's bullpen. Don't know who it was. It was filthy. Filthy. And I'm talking spotting up fastballs, change-ups. I'm talking dirty, dirty breaking stuff. And
it's mostly fastballs, though.
Mostly fastballs. Yeah. But a lot of strikes, a lot of heat, a lot of zip, and a little attitude.
See, now, I never know. He was pitching between Adrian Morahone and Trey Wingenter. We're throwing bullpens as well.
Yep.
Both of those guys, you know, major league with major league fastballs. Patino sounded different.
100%.
Now, is that scientific that, you know, maybe the catcher's mitt is a little bit different or something? But there was a different sound to his ball hitting the mitt.
Well, you could hear the
than other guys.
Smoke.
How could a couple of miles an hour out of 100, you know, you go from 95 to 98 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Make such a different sound. I couldn't quite understand that.
You know, it's funny because there's pitchers that throw a heavy ball. You hear that term a lot, a heavy ball. This, it's just out of his, he's a smaller guy. He's not a big, like Trey Wingenter is huge. Patino is a smaller guy. And when he throws, it's one of those deals you look at him, you're like, that's God-given. Like, that's God-given. You've been able to throw hard since you were born. You know, what's the old bit in Bull Durham? The gods reach down and turn your right arm into a lightning bolt? That's him. And not that he's not a hard worker, but whatever. You can't teach what he has. And you hear that a lot in baseball, too. It just, harnessing it, becoming a big league pitcher, that's the next step. But the stuff is ridiculous.
Want to win some concert tickets? We need a contestant for Real or Fake. Had to push it back because of our A.J. Preller conversation. 833-288-097. Start dialing now. We'll play in a couple of minutes. 833-288-0973. I think Woods is winless this week.
Am I?
Like the Oakland A's in the preseason.
Oh, yeah, they're getting
0-5 now. So start dialing up right now. Oh, by the way, speaking of A.J. Preller, the one other thing that I'm looking at, that second base competition seems wide open. Jurickson Profar brings a lot to the table offensively in terms of his ability to hit both sides of the plate, get on base, things that the Padres really need offensively, but his throwing troubles are concerning, especially now that he's in the National League. You can't really hide him as a designated hitter. He might be able to back up at first base a little bit. He says he kind of prefers playing the left side of the infield, but there's no place for that to happen here with the Padres.
Yep.
So you watch him. You have the addition of Brian Dozier, who is just getting his feet wet here at camp, out in practice yesterday on the field, I think really for the first time.
Yeah, we saw him.
Greg Garcia, just kind of like the, hey, everyone likes GG, and he played yesterday. You kind of know what you're getting, though. There's a ceiling there. But he gets on base and, you know, does his thing. He can be a good utility-type guy. And then, as A.J. mentioned, Jake Cronenworth is an option as well. That super utility, can play any position, and also could be a reliever in the bullpen if
yep.
necessary, emergency guy to come in. So it is not only wide open, it's busy. There's almost too many options right there. I have no idea where they're going to go, what direction they're going to be. But AJ said, don't read too much into the signing of Brian Dozier. Doesn't mean we don't like Profar anymore. Greg Garcia is not on our plans. Brian Dozier wanted to sign with us. We
yeah.
liked him. It's like, well, we're not going to turn you down.
Yeah, minor league deals. Surprised he was out there?
Dozier
him.
Thinks that he can make this team
good.
As a second baseman. And good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
All right, quickly before Real or Fake, let me announce the name of today's biggest fan. If you hear your name called, you'll have 10 minutes to call us back. 833-288-0973. Qualify to win the Shania Twain.
Uh-oh.
Ah, Shania Twain.
Oh, boy.
It's a Twain trip, not a train trip.
Oh, boy.
To Las Vegas at Planet Hollywood. Our name today is Chris Correa. Chris Correa, you're the biggest fan. 833-288-0973. 10 minutes to qualify. If Chris doesn't call back, we'll call another name, or actually we'll just throw it out to all of our Tier 1s in the final hour. All right, now let's get to it. It is time to play today's edition of Real or Fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut. It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
All right, we've got concert tickets. We're giving away, been all week, tickets to see Revolution. And they will be playing at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on September 5th. Rob in Chula Vista is our contestant. Rob, good morning. Welcome to Real or Fake. Are you ready to take down Woods?
I'm ready.
All right, we've had kind of a theme. It's been a Phoenix theme this week, so I thought I'd finish it out. One more time, Woodsy. The Phoenix area seems to be home to every restaurant chain in America.
Yes.
But it only seems that way. There are a few that still haven't made their way to this part of the country. Today on Real or Fake, I will name a top 100 restaurant chain. You have to tell me if there is a real outpost of that chain here in the Phoenix area,
okay,
or if it's a fake that's nowhere to be found around these parts. You guys understand?
Yes.
All right, Woods, you are up first. Let's do real or fake. Tim Hortons, real or fake? Coffee joints.
I want to say fake.
They have not made their way down here. So they've started to invade the United States from Canada, but not all the way to Arizona. All right, point for Woods. Rob, it's just that easy. Let's try real or fake. Culver's burger and ice cream spot. Real or fake here in Arizona?
Sounds real.
It is real. We passed one on Bell Road.
Oh, we did?
On the way down here, yeah.
That was Freddy's.
No, there's also, well, there's Freddy's too.
Okay.
It's not one of the real or fake categories. All right, 1-1, round number two, Woodsy. Let's go with White Castle. Real or fake here in the Phoenix area?
Fake.
It is. It's fairly new.
No.
I passed it when I went down to the casino on our first night.
Oh, you're such...
White Castle here in Phoenix.
You didn't stop?
It didn't stop.
Yeah.
As far as you know.
You wouldn't tell me.
All right, Rob, a chance for you to take the lead. Real or fake, chain in Phoenix. Bojangles. Fried chicken. Real or fake?
Real.
No, it's not here yet, so 1-1.
Delicious.
Does sound good, yeah, doesn't it? All right, round three, we're tied 1-1. Woodsy, real or fake, they have Perkins, Tiger's favorite restaurant here in Arizona.
That dirty dog. Perkins, I'm going to say real.
Yeah, it's not coming to Phoenix yet. No Perkins in this area. All right.
Tiger Woods
round three. Still, he doesn't play in Phoenix, does he? All right, round three, Rob, let's try Jollibee. Like a Filipino fast food joint. Real or fake?
Fake.
They just had a new Jollibee open up. I've heard, you know, Anthony Bourdain, the late Anthony Bourdain says it's great.
Really?
It's like spaghetti, fried chicken, like Asian noodles. It's weird, but they see, he says it's really fantastic.
Jollibee.
So. Jollibee.
All right.
All right, so we're still 1-1 going to round number four. Woodsy, let's try Crystal. Little sliders like White Castle, real or fake?
I want to say I've seen one. I'm going to say real. Damn it!
No, no, no Crystal here. All right, round
There's
four.
There's plenty of Crystal here by our hotel, but just
that's
not
with
the...
a C though. This is with a K.
Oh, okay, not the restaurant.
All right, let's go to Rob. Round four, Steak and Shake. Rob, real or fake?
Let's go with real.
Yes, point for Rob.
Pretty good.
All right, final round five, Woodsy. Bob Evans. You ever been to a Bob Evans?
I have.
Real or fake here in Phoenix?
One in South Bend, Indiana. I'm going to say that there is one here real.
Good God. No Bob Evans here. Yeah, you're getting killed this week. Finally, Rob, round five for you. Zaxby's fried chicken. Real or fake?
We'll go with real.
It's not here yet, but it doesn't matter, Rob. 2-1. Another low-scoring game. You win the tickets to Revolution. Rob and Chula Vista, congratulations, and thank you for playing Real or Fake.
That was Real or Fake with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, we got to get out of this town. We're going to rape more than we already do.
Dude, it is. It's the food. I mean, yeah, I need to mix in a vegetable when I get home. Nice big salad.
Kind of hard to find some of them. All right, I think the Padres are coming out of the meeting, so we're hoping to catch up with some more guests here in our final hour. We've got our fingers crossed, a request out for new first base coach Wayne Kirby, which would be fantastic if he comes along. No confirmation on anything, so you're just going to have to bear with us. Also, if you missed it earlier, talk a little bit about the Aztecs and where they stand after last night's narrow victory. Come from behind victory over Colorado State. They nearly lost for a second time in a row. 1 hour still to go. It's Ben Woods live from Padres spring training in Peoria, Arizona. Heading home after the show right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.